Today, on the eve of the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's formal acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, WikiLeaks released voicemails from the Democratic National Committee. Most are run-of-the-mill emails, you know, leaving a phone number saying, call me, but two voicemails released are from a disgruntled Democrat.
What is the DNC doing by allowing Sanders to put Cornel West on the platform committee?
Then that caller made nasty comments about Dr. West and went on a tirade about Bernie Sanders.
I'm furious about what you are doing for Bernie Sanders. He's getting way too much influence. I want a fixed income. I've spent over $300 donated to Hillary. And what I see is the DNC bending over backwards for Bernie. And Bernie is the worst person in the world.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who released those voicemails, remains in exile. He's no fan of Hillary Clinton. He says she's a war hawk and points to the invasion of Libya and all the chaos in the Middle East that followed as having her mark. Just before the start of the convention, he released a batch of more than 19,000 emails from the Democratic Party. They are called the Hillary Leaks series. The leaks come from key members of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. They show collusion, that the party was not neutral as it is supposed to be during an election. The fix against Sanders was in, just as Sanders supporters suspected and many knew all along.
My name is Kristen Cox. I'm the leader of Long Beach for Bernie, and I am a Bernie supporter and will always be a Bernie supporter.
Bernie, 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 Bernie.
Just like the rest of the DNC, the media, the collusion is very obvious now. I mean, we knew it all along, but WikiLeaks made it very clear that there was collusion all the way.
Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein says it's a perfect storm, that people are waking up from these emails which show how the Dems sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign.
The DNC, together with Hillary's campaign, actually sabotaged Bernie's campaign, not just badmouthed him. They didn't just badmouth him. They actually launched smear campaigns and who knows what else, but they were colluding with the major media on specific propaganda campaigns to bring him down. This is what we've seen from the Democratic Party over the decades, where they will allow principled revolutionary campaigns to be seen and heard, but then they sabotage them. It's basically a fake left, move right strategy from the Democratic Party, and it keeps marching to become more militarist, more imperialist, and more corporatist.
Being disruptive, we know that that's not the Florida that we know. The Florida that we know is united. The Florida that we know.
The chair of the Democratic National Convention, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was forced to resign over the emails. And it was looking as if the DNC in Philly was going to be as dysfunctional as the RNC was in Cleveland. But the convention calmed down a bit and happiness took over as Michelle Obama, the First Lady, delivered a speech, warmly received, admired by old and young alike on Monday evening.
It was so amazing and powerful.
Dara Terry is a student from Chicago.
You know, just to have a First Lady that can just emulate such strength and just the way that she just spoke to everyone, I felt like we were all just empowered. And I'm just grateful that, you know, she spoke such truth and so honestly, hopefully enlighten people, because we just cannot have Trump in office.
And she kept bringing up her daughters.
Yes, yes, they're beautiful, and it's just amazing to see them blossom and grow, and just I'm excited to see what they become. And you know, they're just the leaders of the youth. And they're just doing amazing things. So it's amazing just to see them, like, blossom, you know?
Nice to see you.
Michelle Obama spoke lovingly about her husband, her family, and her vision of the country.
The story that has brought me to this stage tonight, the story of generations of people who felt the lash of bondage, the shame of servitude, the sting of segregation, but who kept on striving and hoping and doing what needed to be done so that today, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
But happiness and tranquility didn't last too long at the DNC. By Tuesday, Sanders delegates walked out of the convention. Many felt their voices, their sacrifices, their issues weren't being heard.
It was an organic organization that took place when it became very evident that insiders were trying to direct things in a way that did not represent what the duly elected delegates, why we're participating in this. I'm a single father of two kids. I can't afford to be here. I'm here anyway because Bernie Sanders promised all of us an opportunity to engage in political agency and to contribute our ideas to a forum that theoretically is supposed to be about that. We did not sign up to have our voices edited out and to have a unity frame, which is entirely phony, but when you look at the news, that's what they're projecting.
What do you
this
think
is scary.
Say again?
This is scary.
What's the next step?
The next step is to express all of the agenda items and the things that the people that elected the delegates to come here, they want to express all those things. Every state has a representative, and they're going to talk about from their grassroots corners of this beautiful country. They're going to talk about the concerns they have with our democracy. They're going to talk about the concerns they have with basically the agenda of the political revolution that parallels Bernie Sanders' agenda, but which has now been abandoned by the Democratic National
Party. I walked out because I'm here as a Bernie Sanders delegate, and the DNC has yet to even acknowledge that we even exist. This entire convention has been a campaign commercial for Hillary Clinton, and you know, we represent our constituents that have worked just as hard, if not harder, than Hillary and her delegates this election cycle. The WikiLeaks have shown that a lot of this election was not representative of our votes, and then they want to put Donald Trump as the reason to vote for Hillary when the polls show that Bernie Sanders is the only one that can beat Hillary hands down. And so we're leaving because we don't have a voice inside, so we've come out here to be heard.
Then the political firestorm over the hacked emails took another turn on Wednesday with Donald Trump referring to deleted emails on Hillary Clinton's private email server.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
On stage at the convention, the former head of the CIA, Leon Panetta, tried to make the point about how divisive Trump was being, but today, demonstrators didn't really want to hear him. Oregon Today, Senator Ron Wyden said he has a message for our listeners about Trump and the emails.
I will tell you that Mr. Trump's behavior would not be believable if he was a character on the House of Cards, let alone a major party's presidential candidate. He has been complimenting Vladimir Putin. He advocates a pro-Russia foreign policy, and now, apparently and incredibly, he's asking Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's emails. All of us who care deeply here in Philadelphia about America's national security are making it clear that we think our country ought to be alarmed about the possibility that somebody who holds these foreign policy views might have a chance to be president.
By Thursday, Donald Trump said he was being sarcastic when he prodded Russia to unearth Hillary Clinton's missing emails. But Minnesota Senator Al Franken says he knows sarcasm, and that wasn't sarcasm, that was dangerous. Democrats won't be letting go of this too quickly. But this evening is Hillary Clinton's night when she formally accepts the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders supporters will be watching to see how she tries to unify the party. Carole King will perform. Female elected officials will share the stage in a celebration of Clinton breaking the glass ceiling led by Nancy Pelosi, the first female Speaker of the House, now Democratic minority leader. Then Senator Barbara Mikulski and the Democratic women of the Senate will take the stage. The director of Hillary for America Latino Vote will speak. Then New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, a strong, consistent Hillary Clinton supporter, gives a speech. Katy Perry will perform near the 10 o'clock hour. Then the former Secretary of State speaks. Whether tonight beats the excitement and emotion raised first by Michelle and then Barack Obama this week, and whether Clinton moves towards winning the trust of a public, which according to polls show is skeptical of her honesty, remains to be seen. This evening, beginning at 8 p.m., tune into WBAI for Pacifica National coverage on this last day of the Democratic National Convention. Linda Perry, WBAI News, Philadelphia.